We're going to grind down Mesech Zishim and Daf Mem Tes. We're going to Manas. We're going to Tes Manas. We're going to with the Gemara, Zar, Non-Koin, Ve'oinin, and someone lost their relative that day, B'shikir, and someone who's intoxicated. And these are people that are possible for the Abayda. Now, same Perek Hamad Zvachim, Nami Maisela. At the end of the first Perek, Zvachim, the B'dal Manaf, the Gemara there also brings this Halacha. And the Perek Hamrash, Rashi explains over there. What's Shikr? What's someone who is intoxicated? Shutu Yain, someone who is inebriated from wine. Now, Beik Shabin Chaim Koin Zatzal. What's his question? The Besim Perik Elamum and the Gemara B'chayes Dav Mehem Beis Nand. The Mishnah teaches Acheresh and Deaf Mute Vashreita Mentally Drained Vashikur. Someone is intoxicated. Psulin VaAdam. Those are invalidations for a person who's doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. V'Kshem Mehem B'chulin. These are things that are valid for the animal when it's a carbon. Now, part of the Gemara asks, wait a second, Shikur. You're talking about a Shikur. That's a Chulin Machla Avodah. It's not only that it's possible. It's actually he's machal, he invalidates the Avodah. So, b'hadi mumi b'ayil mechshavei, it should have been said with the invalidations of those who invalidate the Avodah, and it should have said in that category. U'mukirla, and the Gemara explains that, oh, when we're saying that the shikr is b'shar dvar mamashakar, we're talking about other intoxicating beverages, which is not machal the Avodah. That's why it wasn't mentioned there in the mumi. Which, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda who says that you are chayv misa even by shar dvar mamashakar, and it is machal the Avodah. After b'shar dvar mamashakam, even by these other intoxicating beverages. Now it comes out, so when we say a shikr unspecified, you see that's talking about other dvar mamashakam, and not by wine. So that's typical on Rashi, who says shikr means shtui yain. It's like in Pirish, Rabbi Nechaim, it says, b'shar dvar mamashakam, right here, it's talking about other intoxicating beverages, not specifically wine. But because that's different. When we say shikr stam, that's shar dvar mamashakam. We said shtui yain is machal davoidah. Now, but it's about perish to perish Rashi. You know, he explains that Rashi interpretation is primary. Because the other opposite, to the contrary, Mahasim Yeshra'il and Purusha, from there, actually, you could prove Rashi's interpretation. Why? I mean, the parach, stamma, from the fact that Gemara, the Bukharis asks, in general, that shikr, achuli machal avayda b'chulu, you see that a shikr is someone that's machal avayda, sa'amas, you see from the Gemara's question that the stam shikr, maybe to a yayin, you see from the Gemara's question that, yeah, when we say shikr, we mean someone who's inebriated with wine. And that's the Gemara's question over there. Oh, so should it set it together with those blemishes that are Machal Navaida? Oh, from the question, so you have to say that's talking about other intoxicating beverages. But here where it is mentioned with those are Machal Navaida. So yeah, we can explain by those who are never here with wine, like any place which you see that the default position when you say shikr actually means that with wine and not Shad Rama Mashak. Next is not to begin with the Gemara Bayra Papa. Papa has the following question. But let's say his friend takes the handful and he puts it into the Kohen Gadol's hands. Now, what's the halacha? And the question is, well, do you need to have him? And you have, what do you need to have that Balakach behavior that he goes and he took it himself? So it's a wonder to me. Especially the way Tyson previously explained the previous Gemara's question. A prior question. We already asked the same question. Regarding when it's between his fingers, the question was, oh, do you need Malay Chafnim and you have? Well, do you need to have the Balakach? The Balakach is also going on the Malay Chafnim, not only the Gechavim. So that's essentially the same question over here. So why are we asking it again? So it's Tazir, something you could say is Vim Tim Tzalayma coming, right? It's Imtim Tzalayma, meaning Imtim Tzalayma Bin Manam Loi. If you're going to say that prior question when it's between the fingers, that's not going to be effective, the like Kari Balakach Vahabi, like the second option of the question that, yeah, Balakach is going on the Malay Chafnim, and you didn't do a Likicha, and to consider it as if you're bringing it. And the reason why beer would be invalid is because it wasn't coming from the strength of a person, because like Taisa explained over there, it happened by itself, memela. It's not like he's doing it. But hachamai, over here, what's the halacha, and that is why here would it be better? Miyamin, do we say, and although he himself did not do the chafina, he didn't do it, his friend did it. But it is coming from the strength of a person, so shabbat dami. It would be effective, and it would be as a balakach. Someone went and took it. Halakech, Mishahu, whoever it is that took it, and he'll place it into the hands of the Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol will be able to bring it in. And you'll say that it's considered a Balakach and Malachavnim Vehavi. Or maybe that's what the Gemara is saying, Balakach Vehavi being the no, Shalikech, I mean, the one who's the one that took it, is the one that has to do the Vehavi, and therefore will not be effective. Next is not to begin with the Gemara. If you say that you have to take the handfuls and then back in the Kodesh Kodeshim do it again, so the question was, then you could say nichnas chaver bechavinasa. So then the friend could go in with his handful. That was the way the Papa was saying that it would depend if you would say chayfin v'chayfin v'chayfin or not. Now, this is a theme, it's a wonder, because I don't understand. You're saying that you do it again. Oh, you're saying, oh, the friend can do it because he's going to do another chafin himself, so he'll have it then. But the problem is, but if you usually do it two times, that means say you're obligated to do a chafin two times. One on the outside, one on the inside. So how could the other kohen, the kohen gadol, go in with the chafin of the first kohen gadol? But I understand. That means to say that one kohen gadol did not do it two times, and he has to. It's not enough to do once; you need to do it twice, because that's what Chayv Mechayv tells us. And that's a taste. No, it's not true. But near Dachim Purim, this is what it we're saying. If you do the chafin and do it again another time, what that really means to say is lafisha min atayre in ladavik kitzvah, because biblically there's no set amount. Meaning shirach lachven kolkach. Pam kamashir, you can do chafin as many times as you want to. As long as you don't have too little or too much. Ah, that's what chayfin b'chayzim b'chayfin means. Oh, I mean, you could do. And Allahi, the king rabbanu shachs v'yachfin b'fin. That's why they actually instituted rabbinically that you should do it ahead another time in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Why would you do it again? Shemin nispaz leminaka tayres b'derech b'nech siktas. Maybe when you were transporting it inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, maybe some of it got scattered and it was diminished a little bit. Ah, so then you can do it again inside to make sure you have the appropriate chafinah. If that's the case, so if let's say the Kohen Gadol did the chafinim and doesn't take a kavan, he put into the spoon, umeis b'chutz and he died on the outside. That's the tzad that chayz chaver b'chafin pam chenis. Then the second Kohen Gadol will do it a second time on the outside. V'chayz v'naisin lekaf v'nichnas, and he's going to put it into the spoon and he's going to come in. Oh, the Korean be malichavna behavi. Then he's doing a malichavna and he's bringing it in. Like ela v'achas, where there's only one time you could bring it in, and he's doing it in this one time. But if you cannot do chafin a second time, because the wording malay chafnav is in the singular, his handful. That means you can only do one time, not two times. Then you can't come with chafin because you're not allowed to do it more than one time. And once he did it, you can't do it. And therefore, that's going to be invalid. That's what Tais explains the Gemara's question.